Dreamscape presents Ripple Effect by N.A. Cooper. Narrated by Lorna Bennett. Norfolk, 1996. I'm sat on my dad's knee. The wind is blowing through the grassland, dandelion seeds flying weightlessly through the air. A storm is on its way. Clusters of clouds crowd the sky, a patchwork of greys, hostile and intimidating. Crows circle overhead, a series of loud caws piercing through the howls of the wind. I'm worried about them.
Poor crows, they'll get blown away.
Dad pulls me close, his grip strong around my waist. They'll be okay. Their feet are special. When they relax, they grip. They'll find somewhere safe, and they won't let go. 1. 15 years ago. I'm waiting where he told me to, in the space between the trees and the abandoned manor house. It's 9:30, but still light. The low sun casting long shadows that are playing tricks on my mind. It's been an unbearably hot day, and the humidity is still clinging, determined to make it into the night. I stand in the shadow of the old east wing, graffiti covering the entirety of the wall, a collage of garish scrawls trying to pass for art. Feeling vulnerable and exposed, I check my watch again. He's late. The excitement of sneaking out of the house has waned, replaced by a sense of foreboding, the stirring of doubts that have remained hidden until now. I'm starting to think it's a bad idea, a fantasy that should have remained in my head, when I hear something. The soft crunch of leaves, the snapping of twigs underfoot, the faint rustle of the trees as they're disturbed. I'm hit by a sudden wave of fear. What if it's not him? Then I see him. He emerges through an opening in the trees and hurries down the forgotten footpath snaking out towards the house, towards me. I run to him, the excitement returning, boundless, reckless. I throw my arms around his neck and he lifts me off the ground, pulling me close to his chest and kissing me hard. You're late, Mr. Miller. I'm here now, aren't I? I thought you changed your mind.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?